Celebrities.
Kim Kardashian is back on the dating scene.
Influencers.
Instagram, Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means.
He's got his ear to the ground.
Got a bit of celebrity news for you.
It's time for Chris Dittmar's...
OMG!
Celebrity News.
Oh, I've got quite a few OMG moments for you this morning, Ruth.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Starting off with the best band of all time, in my view, the Beatles, right? I love the Beatles. I just think they still stand the test of time.
Well, you've got a poster of them up on the wall in your gym,
everywhere.
You?
Yep, I love
OMG.
The Beatles. Anyway, Paul McCartney was on New York radio this week talking about the Rolling Stones, right? Now, and I'm torn because I love the Rolling Stones because and their longevity's been, I've been able to follow them longer.
Incredible.
But I still think the Beatles are the best, but I love the Rolling Stones. And Paul McCartney has given them a fair sledge. He's called them, well, he said they're a very good blues cover band, is what he said.
Come on.
The Beatles are better than the Rolling Stones. Am I correct?
Well, you know, Howard, you know you're going to persuade me to agree with that one. I've always said it, you know. And but the thing is, the Stones are a fantastic group. They're great. I love them.
But
rooted in the blues.
Yes.
And so that when they're kind of writing stuff, it's to do with the blues, you know. Whereas we had a little more influences.
Yeah, they had a lot more influences.
Right. What do you call them, a blues cover band?
He said they're a blues cover band. He went on to say. It's a fair spray.
Got to be an in-joke, that one,
yeah.
Surely.
Hey, Little River Band, who I've also grown up loving. My taste's a little bit old here or what, but anyway, I love Little River Band. These are stories I don't like. Remember we talked to Haydos, we asked you yesterday about bands that cover other songs and who owns what and how do you make money out of it and who should get the royalties.
Yeah.
Little River Band, now we're talking Glenn Shorrock here. They're an Adelaide band, Roo. I don't know if you knew that, but no. Glenn Shorrock, B. Birtles, Graham Goble were the mainstays of it. They, at the moment, are fighting to use their own name. They're not allowed to use the name Little River Band.
What?
One bloke left the band years and years and years ago, and he tours around the United States calling himself the Little River Band.
And is the little, if there's only one of them.
Yeah, tiny, it's a creek. It's a tributary of a river. So how stupid and ridiculous is this in the world of music that Glenn Shorrock, the lead singer, and his mates, who are just world famous, had many, many great hits, can't even use Little River Band? These boys started here in Elizabeth, Roo.
All right.
Ridiculous.
Home of Jimmy.
Yeah, home of Jimmy. Now, Thomas Markle Jr. is in Australia appearing on Big Brother. This is what he's had to say.
I'm Meghan Markle's brother. She's very shallow.
You know I'm famous for writing letters.
I'm going to write a letter to Meghan.
Dear Meghan and Harry, the first thing I want to say to both of you.
Now, I've got the contents of the letter right here, Roo.
OMG!
I got sent the letter as well. He did call her very shallow. This is about his own sister, but he hasn't spoken to her for years, so she gave him the Tijuana brass as well.
Yep,
she gave
him the ass.
He says, "Dear Harry, she will ruin your life. She's very shallow." How's that for a spray about your own sister, Meghan?
Well, she hasn't because they just made $1 billion in the last 12 months.
Well, it's not all about money, Roo.
No,
money
not,
doesn't buy happiness,
well,
Mark.
They are happy.
Come on.
They are happy.
All right, just finally, George Clooney. You wouldn't have thought George Clooney would ever make a mistake. Women think he's perfect. He's actually come out this week and said that he ruined the Batman franchise.
OMG!
I know, OMG. He's admitted to this. So if you think about the Batman movies, there was Val Kilmer, there was Michael Keaton, very, very good, and then George played Batman, and the franchise was never ever seen again. He played it in Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And anyway, what he has said this week is, he bans his kids from watching it. They're not allowed to watch this movie because he said I stank.
He's embarrassed about it.
And I know how he feels because I banned my kids from listening to this radio show.
George,
I know exactly what you're going through, mate. That's my celebrity gossip.
Great stuff, Dits.
It took a while, but they got there.
After 40 days and 40 nights, after they parted the seas, but climbed Mount Everest and back.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Adelaide Crows' latest recruit, Jordan Dawson.
Oh, did you get him in the end, Roo?
I think we might
have. My God, this is the longest saga in the history of football, but he's playing for the Crows. Jordan Dawson, welcome.
Thanks, lad. Thanks for having me.
The AFL draft period, my God. We mentioned your name about 4,000 times in the last week. What was it like for you?
Yeah, it was pretty full on, obviously. I was sort of trying to stay off my phone and whatnot, try not to read too much of the media, but it's good. I'm pretty stoked that it's all done, and Roo's pretty happy, which is good.
Yeah, just on that. There was a media report, Jawson, that Jordan, that what got it over the line was you went to a barbecue at Roo's house. That he was your hero growing up. Is there any truth in this?
I did idolise Big Roo, but there was no barbecue involved. No,
oh, wasn't there?
No. Just golden. So that wasn't just that wasn't some golden true. Handcuffs.
So he didn't show you the family safe with all the cash in it.
I didn't get the view of that, unfortunately.
Right, now you got to
win a premiership for that, Jordan.
Now I've got another question, Jordan. What about my mob? What was wrong with us? I could have got your vouchers at the Port Pizza Bar. I could have got you your own car park at Albert and Oval. Bloody hell, pint and a palmy at the Albert and Hotel. I could have lined up all sorts of things.
Well, it's a bit late to be saying that now, I reckon, but obviously Brew was one of my idols growing up, so that was sort of enough to get me over the line.
And your mum and dad, Barrick, for the Crows. I've got a question for you now. I need to sort this out. Did you get your talent from your mum or your dad? I've got a couple of people asking me.
Mum was the left footer out of the family, so I'd have to say her.
Oh. Right, Mum, beautiful. Well, yep. your dad's spewing right now, so and your Uncle Damien would be very, very happy. Now, you're a boy from Robe. Any chance of getting a few crayfish here or there or not?
Oh, if you play your cards right, definitely.
Yeah. Now, you're coming from Sydney, so you've been in this lockdown environment. Did that have any impact on your decision to get out and come to a state that is relatively lockdown free?
I think definitely, it's hard to deny that COVID hasn't really had an impact on everyone. And I said it earlier in the year, I was feeling for everyone back in Sydney, and it was pretty tough there for a while. I think also the big picture is that, my girlfriend and myself were in Sydney, and it's an awesome place to live, but that sort of family and friends connection is what we were sort of missing. And
is she a Sydney sider, or is she from South Australia too?
Yeah, she's from Robe as well.
Oh, how good.
All right.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
From a footy point of view, what are you bringing to the Crows, do you think? What has Matty Nix said with your discussions with him? What will your role sort of be?
I think similar to Sydney, the back half of the year, playing up on the ball a bit more, maybe inside and continue my outside role on the wing, and just adding a bit of ball use going forward and hopefully kicking goals and stuff like that. So it's a pretty similar role, but maybe a few tweaks here and there, sort of. Talking to the coaches, they're pretty keen to try a few things, so
yeah, good.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, just tell us a little bit about Robe. Who would be the other big names that have come out of Robe? Now, I know back in time, Jimmy Jess was captain coach of Robe,
Jimmy
I think.
Jess from Richmond.
Who else? Yeah. Who else springs to mind? Jawson? Who's Jordan? Why do I keep saying Jordan? Jordan. Who's come out of Robe?
That might be a nickname going forward.
Jawson.
No one really. There's a few Southeast guys Mason Redmond and these guys, but there's no one else really from Robe that.
There's you now.
Jordan Dawson.
Time for you to make a name for yourself, Jordan. All the best, mate. Welcome to the Crows, and hopefully 2022 is a fantastic year for you and your family.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Jordan Dawson, exclusive here in Adelaide. He's signed with the Crows. Roo, we sometimes think this is our favourite part of the week, but we never know what's coming. The top five.
Well, it's at our expense anyway, but doesn't matter. We love it.
The top five things we've learned on Roo and Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt Superman now has some Superman love.
Apparently he's come out as bisexual in a new comic.
What?
This is very 2021. If Superman's bisexual, then there's going to be a lot of bisexuals around.
I prefer the standard heterosexual Superman with the blue tights and fully visible underwear.
Oh, hang on. Superman.
That was very good. Is it a bird?
It's a bird.
No, it's not a bird. It's a bloke.
Number four.
After a long trade period, the Crows finally landed Jordan Dawson. And we learned Dits was mad he didn't come to Port.
I could have got your vouchers at the Port Pizza Bar. I could have got you your own car park at Albert and Oval. Pint and a palmy at the Albert and Hotel. I could have lined up all sorts of things.
Well, it's a bit late to be saying that now, I reckon.
Yeah, Dits can get you anything, even a new nickname.
There was a media report, Jawson, that Jordan... Who else springs to mind, Jawson? Who's Jordan?
Let's see what people around the office think of Dits' new name for Jordan Dawson.
Jawson? That's no good. What should we call him there? Kitmar. Bet his nickname is already Smokey.
He's known at Sydney as Smokey. Why would you call him Jawson?
Yeah, that nickname's not catching on. Still better than Haydo's nickname for Jordan Dawson.
In 19 minutes, the Crows' latest draft, Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
Number three.
There have been some inseparable couples over time. Sid and Nancy, Cheech and Chong, Woody and Buzz, Carl and Lisa, and of course, Ruin Dits.
Lisa Wilkinson, she was asked about her relationship with Carl Stefanovic. Apparently they're not friends. They don't catch up.
Yeah, so that's not uncommon, is it?
Well, if you and I would have split, I'd like to think you'd ring me, Roo.
You kidding?
You're terrible.
Number two. We learnt that Tuesday was No Bra Day.
Very important topic, this No Bra Day.
This show has gone nuts about nicknames before.
10 different names for your testicles.
Plums, testes, satsumas, grapes,
right.
The bell end, dandeliers, agates, the yo-yos.
No, I haven't heard that.
The doorbells.
Who's there?
Words for boobies.
All right, come in.
I love funny names for body parts.
All right, we'll get to yours in just a moment. All right, let's go to Julia Prospect.
Well, then me norks.
Dolly.
Dollies.
Dolly Parton.
Chest puppies.
Yeah. I call them the twins.
Cuddle cushions.
The Throckney bits.
What? Never had that.
You haven't you? Ryan, no. Explain. The Bristol cities.
All right, 1-3-3. Hey, save them, ditch. You can't
Salt
win the
Lake cities.
You can't win the $100 voucher.
Righto.
Go to Craigmore. G'day, Annette. What do you call the boobies?
Crumb catchers.
You have to give them a bit of a shake out from time to time.
It's true.
Might be time for a serviette, Annette.
Number one.
After destroying a public toilet in Truro,
it was like a houseboat pulling up to the EFO station.
Oh, God, the murders aren't even the worst thing that have happened in Truro now.
Roo's questionable toilet habits were back in the spotlight. He really is the golden
shower
boy of poor toilet choices.
Roo, on the couch at home, icing his knee, but you had Joe Ricciuto. And the poor lad, his job yesterday, I've seen a photo of this. In fact, we've put it up on the Triple M socials and people are commenting. The poor kid, he's had to walk out with a Fluorio milk carton full of your urine.
I hope that someone empties Rue's piss in a bottle, yeah.
And Deb says, that's not apple juice.
Rue pissed in a bottle.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Another action-packed week here on Triple M.
We cover the hard-hitting topics here on Triple M.
Casey just said to me, if you feel lightheaded or sick, tell me to stop.
Oh, shut up, Casey.
This is ridiculous.
He's hardly going to fit. This bloke's as hard as nails.
Do you give painkillers or not?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
What?
This bloke played the most brutal sport in the world, apparently. Squash.
Now, I reckon you were tattooing Josh for about an hour and a half, weren't you? So he had to put up with this for an hour and a half.
It's a shit in town here.
I'm really nervous here.
To quote Clubber Lang, P-A-I-N, pain.
Right.
So, Dits.
Yeah.
Never wanted a tattoo before.
No,
why?
Not interested.
He's no ink in this.
There's no ink.
But here we go,
just
Casey.
Kind of sense what it feels like.
Let's just give him
a go. Turn the gun on. Let's hear it.
Righto.
All right, Dits, are you ready to feel what it's like
let's
to
go.
Have needles drilling into your skin?
Let's go.
On your foot.
His heart rate.
This is live. This is live on Facebook right now. We'll give you a little bit longer to log on.
Righto, Casey.
This is live. Dits, please don't swear. Are you ready?
I'll put the mic.
Go, Casey.
Oh, piece of cake. What are you all talking about? What are you all talking about? Keep going. Come on.
Premiership flag. Come on. He didn't even feel it.
Gee.
God, he's hard.
All you bikies out there, all you tough folks.
Oh, that does not reflect the thoughts of Mark Ricciuto or Triple M.
Come on. Hell's Angels, bring it on.
I hope you run into one of them today. Oh, I really do. Good on you, Dits. You're a hard nut. Thanks, everyone. It's been a great show. Well done, Josh, for getting the Triple M tattooed on your foot. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Big thank you to Casey. And once again, tell us about your tattoo parlour.
Ink Supremacy in Gawler. You got a Mawson Lake Shop one as well. And, yeah, happy to do your tattoos.
Ask for Casey. She'll do the best job. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Roo, shit that hurt.
See you later. Oh, I had the laziest weekend of all time on the weekend. I was doing as I was told, instructed by the doctor, to rest up after a busy week and a lot of pain from getting out and about after having my leg broken less than 2 weeks ago. I had the free pass to lay on the couch and do nothing. You just don't get it. I've never had one in my life, I don't think, and I absolutely maxed it out. It was a combination of races, boxing, and mafia movies all over the weekend.
Really, the silly just thing reinforcing
is
your stereotype.
The perfect. I use my wife and my kids as basically as slaves. I have to order them around because I can't carry anything. I don't like getting waited on very much. But anyway, on Saturday, my wife had a day-night game.
What do you mean?
Well, she had a show. She got picked up at 11 o'clock for a lunchtime show. This happens very rarely,
right,
as you well know. My kids complain when she goes out. She went out and she only got home at 12-ish at night.
Wow.
So
what? 11 a.m. till
midnight?
I was in
charge of the kids.
Jeez.
And I couldn't move.
Chaos.
I don't know what they got up to, but they must have had a ball. I'll be checking the beer fridge and all sorts when I can actually get out there. I didn't leave my home on the weekend. I did tip you a winner on the races, though.
But the billionaire kept going. He's got a big break with 100 to run. Thrill Kill steaming home now, but the billionaire
too
gets
late
into score.
Billionaire wins. Billionaire. Just collect. Just get on there. The boxing, Tyson Fury, we've spoken about that. One of the great boxing fights of all time. And now as fly as a guy can. He can even sing. This is after he won, after 11 rounds. I was walking with my feet on the field. He's up there with Meatloaf, Tyson Fury.
Ah, that wasn't bad.
And after we'd watched the races and mate said, righto, we've watched enough. We flicked it over the TV. Godfather 2 was on. Here's when he had to tell his brother that, you know, he's no good.
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I was stepped over.
That's the way
it ain't the way I wanted it.
Oh,
I
started crying in that scene. It was a really emotional movie to watch. It was funny. It was one of my best mates come over at one stage just to check on me, Dits, and he said, "How you going?" I said, "Yeah, no, I'm doing the right thing. I'm just icing up and everything." And at that, he started laughing because I was actually drinking beer and eating pizza at the same time.
So on doctor's orders.
I fell off the wagon on Saturday afternoon, fair to say. But anyway, it's good when you don't get in trouble from your wife for laying on the couch all weekend and watching the races, movies, boxing and all sorts. So that was my weekend.
The stupid reasons you've been in trouble with the boss at work, like, you know, if I can't smile on the job, get yourself another funeral director, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, Rodney!
It's Rodney Rude. Yeah, you can't have Rodney Rude on Triple M. No. Trendsetters?
Yeah.
All right, Loz, who we got?
Well, we have Tracy at Medindie. Good morning, Trace.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. What was the silly reason you got in trouble at work?
Oh, so many years ago, we were having like a Christmas morning tea and I made up like just a little flyer to put in the tea room. Had a Christmassy theme with the words ho, ho, ho written on it.
Yeah.
I got hauled over the coals from HR because it's an Americanism and ho, ho, ho has reference to being like loose woman.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How ridiculous is that?
That is so ridiculous.
Did you give your boss a bit of feedback or the HR bit of feedback?
Look, I was gobsmacked. I just couldn't believe it. I just thought that is just so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you've gone out of your way to do something good for the group and
That's
right. Yeah.
Oh, Tracy. I'm so sorry.
Let's head to Parafield Gardens. Drew, what have you been in trouble for?
Yeah, g'day, guys. When I used to work at Holland's, I was going through a gym phase and I was really loading up on protein and I brought some protein pancakes and I took a little suitcase, Bunsen burner cooker in with a frying pan during work hours and started cooking up some pancakes and handed a few out to the boys and the boss came over and he wanted some and I wasn't really happy with him at the time. I said, no, you're not getting any.
Oh,
so he took me to the supervisor, reported me for having an explosive device.
Oh, well, you probably half deserve that. You always got to suck up to the boss, Drew.
Yeah, no. It's not so good, too.
It was only a pancake, Drew.
It was only
Oh, wow.
Anyway, Drew.
I wonder what the boss did to make him not be pancake worthy.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the crazy reasons you got in trouble with the boss or the manager in the workplace. So we just had Tracy from Medindie for saying ho, ho, ho at Christmas time. I mean, come on.
Well, we've heard all sorts of Christmassy things the last few years. You're not even allowed to recognise it in some workplaces.
That's right.
Let's go to Hendon. Paul, what's the silliest thing you've got in trouble for at work?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It actually wasn't actually me. It's actually my partner, and she comes home on a regular basis from her shift, and she's constantly hounded for... She works in a bridal shop, and yeah. she's constantly hounding for not selling a dress.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wish I had a funny story to tell, but it's actually quite sad because it's every shift, well, and they just...
She's so not selling enough gear.
Yeah, the pressure's on, is it?
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like... They make a booking to come in and look at wedding dresses and try them on. Mm. And if they don't sell it, then the boss is on her case every right. time. Why didn't they buy it? Why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that?
Why didn't they buy it? Because they didn't freaking like your dress, mate.
That's right.
It's nothing yeah. to do with the sales assistant.
And the sad thing is the owner doesn't do it like in the back office. She actually comes out in front of the customers.
Ooh.
And then it's like, yeah, and it's almost detrimental to their own business.
Oh, well, terrible. Not almost. I think it would be. Let's go to Woodville Park. James, what's the silly thing you've been in trouble at work for?
I got fired for giving food to the homeless people.
What? Oh, tell us more, James.
So one of Adelaide's finest casinos here, I used to work up in the Grange room in the Barossa room, and they used to have this food that they'd leave out for a long period of time, and if it'd been out in the Bay Marie for too long, they used to throw it in the bin. So I've seen the security guard hassling a homeless guy out one night, so I thought,
James, that was a great call, by the way. But he got a bit excited telling us the story. I mean, yeah. he took food out to homeless people.
Mm. Yeah.
And
he said, truck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bother.
Dilly-dally.
Let's go to Salisbury. G'day, Roz.
Hello.
What have you been in trouble for? Roz, you don't sound like a lady that would get in trouble.
You'd be surprised today. I emailed my boss accidentally about my boss, saying she was a control freak. And then I had to tell her to her face.
Roz, I've been there, done that myself, not with the boss.
And how did it go, Roz? How did it end up?
I got called to a meeting and I had to sit there and tell her in front of the biggest boss we had that I thought she was a control freak and, oh, so humiliating.
Oh, no.
Did you keep your job?
I did, kind of.
And how was the relationship post the meeting?
Yes, not good.
Frosty?
No.
6 weeks of hell until I left.
Roz, that sounds awkward. I'll tell you what, we're going to send you down to the district at the casino, okay? $100
awesome.
Voucher.
Thank you.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a great bar. It really is. So stay
Thank
on
you.
The line and we'll send you down there.
Will do. Good Makes it all worth it.
Good on you. Well, that
good on you, Roz.
Loz, here's a topic for you. And I'm not in any way trying to be childish or immature here. This is quite serious. But it's No Bra Day.
Oh, yeah. I'm fully aware.
I've got the press release here, but it's obviously a very serious topic. It's about breast cancer awareness. But I want to read out. Now, this is written by the ladies, so please don't attack me for this. This is the press release. Ladies, free your breasts for 24 hours by removing those dreadful bras. Our perkiness should not be hidden. It's time for the world to see what we are blessed with. Your breasts might be colossal, adorable, miniature, full, jiggly, fancy, sensitive, glistening, bouncy, smooth, tender, rosy, plump, fun, silky, jello-like. Jolly, nice, naughty, cuddly. Now, it goes on. So
the temperature just rose in this room.
What I'm advocating is imagine if you went into the Myers department store today and instead of it saying, you know, I'll have a 34C or whatever, say, jiggly, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we start using names, you know, like that instead of
the bras,
letters and numbers?
No, that's totally fair. And bras don't really have, like... There's not enough bras out there to cater for all of those kinds of
really?
Boobies.
I thought there'd be every type of bra out there.
And women are walking around in the wrong size bra.
A 32 jello-like, please.
Yeah. Well, that's not... You're not wrong, Dits, because if you're extra jiggly, you need more support. So that's not a... If you're selling bras and someone goes, look, I've got jiggly buzzies...
Yeah.
Help me out. Actually help the sales assistant know what to give you.
Remember when we used to do the pressure test dits and we did, you had to name 10 things in 30 seconds and we did names for testicles?
Yeah.
And we had some cracking names. Yeah. Could we do names 10 names
the pressure
for
test.
Boobies?
For boobs?
Yeah.
I'd be on board.
Righto.
Jigglies?
Buzzies.
No, don't do it now. I reckon we're going
to
take calls on this.
Okay, all right.
No bra day.
Highbrow radio, isn't it?
Well, it is. Sure. Yeah, but
now, can I just go on as well? It says, gentlemen,
This is the most research you've ever done on the topic, by the way.
It's got three tabs open.
I've got pages.
You were gonna burn overnight sport just to make this bigger.
Yeah. Gentlemen, you can participate too. Your job will be to support us ladies by rocking something purple. So today we're a purple tie, purple boxers, purple socks, or anything like that. And then you'll be supporting No Bra Day as well.
Yeah. I once didn't wear a bra because I had a jumper on that was like a cropped, it was a cropped jumper, but I thought it covered.
Hang on.
Yeah. Mm. And then I went to the supermarket and I reached up to the top shelf to get something.
Right.
And the whole jumper just lifted.
Right.
If Ditch was running that supermarket, he would have had all the most important items up on the top shelf.
I scared the shit out of a 16-year-old grocery boy.
I bet you didn't. He said, Mum, can we go shopping again?
Can I do my work experience?
Gee, Mum, we need groceries. Very important topic, this No Bra Day. It's breast cancer awareness. Mm. That's what it's all about. So we just want to have a little bit of fun, don't we, Loz?
Yeah. I think boobies are really, I think they're joyous entities, and I think that
joyous entities.
Yeah, they
need to be celebrated.
They need to be celebrated, all shapes and sizes, all creeds.
Yep, exactly right.
And I love funny names for body parts.
Righto.
Exactly. Like calling your legs your pegs or your milk bottles, that gets me every time.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to yours in just a moment. All right, let's go to Julia Prospect. Julie, what do you call them?
Well, they're me Norks.
Norks.
Yeah, they're an old favourite.
Good on you,
Julie.
Yeah,
we'll
write that down.
The
Thanks, Norks. Julie. Righto. Let's go to Glenalta. Dylan, what's your favourite nickname?
Spaniel's Ears.
Spaniel's Ears?
Spaniel's
Ears? I've never, ever heard that.
Sometimes they can be a bit furry.
Spaniel's Ears.
All right, Jaden at Lindock, what are they?
Dollies. Dolly Parton.
For Dolly Parton.
What about Dolly? What a cracker. Let's go to Manapara West. Steve, what's your favourite name for them?
Fun Bag.
Yeah, they've always been the Fun Bags.
Yeah, nice.
Nick at Richmond, what do you call them?
Oh, I'm sure everyone's heard this. Chess Puppies.
Yeah, the Chess Puppies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right. Alan at Parra Hills, what do you call them?
Jets, Crackers or Chonkers.
Jets, crackers,
they're the knackers,
favourite body part here. All right, let's go to Netley. Tanya.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. What do you call them?
The girls.
The girls.
Yeah.
All right,
we
got some more callers. We're going to take any more?
Loz, what's yours? What do you call them?
Oh, it's a bit of a personal joke, but Jiminy Jillikers.
What?
Because that's what he said every time he saw him.
What? Hang on.
Jiminy Jillikers.
1930s cartoon you were dating for.
All right, dear. Shall we do some more in a moment?
It was an inside joke.
I've always known them as the Thrupneys. The Thrupney Bits.
I've never heard that.
You haven't you? Rhyming
no.
slang.
Trotney
Bits, the Bristol Cities.
All right, 1333. Hey, save them, Ditch. You can't
Salt
win the
Lake Cities.
You can't win the $100 voucher.
Sorry. It's No Bra Day, and it's very important. It's all about breast cancer awareness.
Yep.
And we're asking you your favourite pet name for them the little jugs. Hey,
little jugs.
Well, I'm trying to be.
You've been misunderstood
You know Chiggy, who we talk about Chiggy, our own physio extra. They had a girl, I think from Germany, staying with them a couple of years ago. So I'm listening to this new radio show in Adelaide, Ruined Tits.
so actually, someone called
ruined,
you Tits.
Yeah.
Ruined
and they said, no,
tits.
Roo and Dits. Oh, she's like, you Australians have funny name, Ruined Tits.
All right, let's take some more calls, nicknames for the nannies. Let's go to Craigmore. G'day, Annette.
G'day, how are you today?
What do you call the boobies?
Crumb catchers.
You have to give them a bit of a shake-out from time to time.
It's true.
Good on you, Annette. Let's go to Elizabeth. Chris, what's your nickname?
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, good. What's the nickname?
I call them the twins.
Twins, they look alike. Let's go to Aberfoyle Park. G'day, Mel.
Howdy.
What's your favourite nickname?
Cuddle cushion.
Cuddle cushions. Yeah, I like a little cuddle every now and then.
Yeah.
Let's go to Minlinton. G'day, Alan.
It's Chris, but I call them the window wipers, Roo.
The window wipers.
Right.
Oh, right, because of the shape that the window wipers leave.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yes. Very clever.
Okay. That's the over the New York Peninsula there. Let's head to Hillbank. Bianca, last one.
Hey, going. I call them breasticles because we didn't get testicles.
Good on you, Bianca. Righto. Loz, you can be the judge. Oh, now, someone's going to head off to the district down at the Adelaide Casino, $100 voucher. What's your favourite?
There's so many good ones. I mean, the twins is great, but I know a lot of women where it's like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger because they're so different.
Really?
Yeah, twins. Yeah. They're not identical.
Are you joking?
No.
Really?
Different sets of personalities.
This could be what we learn over the weekend. Well, are they different?
Boobs are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sisters, not twins.
You're joking. Oh. I thought they'd be absolutely identical.
This is the thing. We're raising awareness for all these reasons here.
Wow.
I'm going to go, and I just, because I've never heard it before.
Whilst you're thinking, a bit of think music here, does that mean can you get two different cups with your bras or not?
I know someone who had to sew two together.
Oh, no. Oh,
or God. What she did was she wore like a D and then put stuffing in the other one because she had an A and a D.
A and D.
They harmonised.
See, this is all the gold that you don't hear on other stations.
Right. That's what happens when you employ a woman, guys.
Your favourite?
I'm going to go...
Hurry up.
...with crumb catchers.
Crumb catchers!
Oh, I really like crumb catchers.
Yeah. And that was Annette at Craigmore.
Annette.
Good on you, Annette.
Yeah. How good.
Well, you can have another meal later on. You can find a few crumbs in there.
Back in the 50s, they used to call bras nets.
Nets?
Yeah, so a net.
So you could catch anything in
there. Yeah. Not just crumbs.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Oh, our favourite export, our favourite comedian, all the way from the US of A. Good morning, Gilly.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you? How's your lack of freedom? Because I'm over here in the free land.
Hey, we're free in Adelaide, mate. Don't worry about that. We've really hardly been locked up. You know that.
Oh, you're free, eh, mate? Have you got a 9mm handgun you can walk down?
Oh, good point.
Just because you have the freedom, I feel like you're the kind of personality who would just get a gun because you can.
No, well, I'll tell you this. I hated the mask rules in Australia and I wanted us to open up and I thought we were being too locked down. And after a weekend of being around people from Florida, I've never worn the mask more. And even if there wasn't COVID, I would have covered up. They are disgusting redneck people.
No, what? You don't like people from Florida? Why?
It's hard to explain, Roo, but as I said to you guys earlier in the show, I was booed out of the stadium for wearing a mask as people coughed around me.
What?
Okay. When they found out I was an Australian, they were yelling at me saying that, you know, I live in a dictatorship and Australia is a failed state and that, you know, we have no freedoms over there. And you just can't take that. It's like your country, you've got guns in schools, you've got no health care to speak of, and they think they're superior to us. I find them to be vile creatures, and I hope that not only the COVID gets them, but the alligators eat them as well.
Why did you buy a one-way ticket there then?
Well, I'm on a tour at the moment. How's this for the start of my American career? I got a gig at the Iowa State University. So imagine American colleges, Rudits, Loz. What would you think the life would be like? The party life. Iowa State University.
Oh, I reckon a bit of schoolwork, a bit of sport and partying.
Frat parties, a combination of all that.
Well, I said to them, all right, the show's finished. What do we do here on a Friday night? They said, well, it's $2 mug night. We take mugs to the bar and they fill it with hot cheese curds for free.
What?
So that's what they're doing over there in the United States.
What do you mean? Hot cheese curd?
You bring a mug to the bar and they just pour molten cheese into the mug.
And what do you do with it?
And they drink hot cheese.
Oh, come on, now, Amos.
Hey, Amos.
I swear to God, and then listen to this. I go, what's good to eat around here? And one of the girls goes, we just got this weird new meat called lamb. I don't like it, but y'all, mate.
No.
What am I doing with my life here?
Well, this is the thing. Before you left, I was talking to you and you said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going into, you know, the crazy COVID country. I should be staying in Australia. And I thought, oh, poor Mossy. And you are bagging them quite heavily. But the truth is that the minute you landed in LA, you started posting on Instagram some very gratuitous stories of you tagged with celebrities, you at hotspots doing shows. So you say that you don't like it, but I think you actually do.
Oh, I love it. I'm an LA douchebag. I just bought a convertible soft top Audi. I mean, I'm one of the great tossers you've ever met.
You did not.
How much?
How much?
It's done 200,000 miles.
Yeah, how much?
I got it for $8,000.
Oh, bargain. That's all right.
Miles to K's, yeah. That's nearly 400,000 kilometres.
It is. It's down to the rims.
This is not even a joke. You miss Australia when you're away. I'm one of those people, I mock wherever I am. Mm. You guys ever do that? You know, wherever you live, you sort of mock it. Then you leave it and you love it. I was on a flight home yesterday and I was sitting next to this big fat American bloke who was just, his ass was all over my seat. He was rude. I put my headphones on. This is not a lie. I'm not saying this for jokes. I listened to the entire John Williamson live from Sydney Opera House album.
You are missing Australia.
I listened to Waltzing Matilda and True Blue on repeat and cried as I landed in.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with crying to True Blue. I've been there, done that many times.
Have a Vegemite sandwich and cheer up. You'll be right. Yeah. Gilly, thanks for talking to us, mate. We'll talk soon.
See you, boys.
There he is. Adelaide's favourite comedian, Amos Gill.